Please, just say yes or no. It'll be easier. Have you killed anyone?
What? No, no.
Have you stolen anything? Assaulted anyone? Falsified ration data? What?
Nothing like that. Lige, do we have to stay here?
We'll stay here till this is done with.
Jesse?
Yeah?
You told us you had something to say. What is it?
Yes. Lige, do you remember Liz Thornbow?
Who?
Elizabeth Thornbow. I first met her years ago.
What about her?
She was a medievalist. Quite openly, she was always talking about how things were better in the old days before the city started. And she had books, too. She lent me one. The Shame of the Cities.
That book was banned.
Yes. She said that someday we'd break up the cities and get back to a proper life. No spaces, no robots. Just us. Back to the soil, she used to say. It wasn't just her. There were lots of people who believed the same. There were meetings and things. I don't know what she said. Well, it made sense, Lige. It was right. And so
you joined.
Well, not at once. I knew it would look bad for you, I mean, if anyone found out.
But?
Then we had that awful fight, you remember, about Jezebel.
Who is Jezebel?
I am.
Yeah, it's her real name. She doesn't like it and never uses it.
And after we... Well, after that, I went to Liz and I...
And joined the organization.
Yes. And I went to the meetings and I've been going ever since.
And you never told me?
I'm sorry.
Being sorry won't help. I want to know about these meetings. Where are they held?
Down here.
In these tunnels?
Yes, that's
why... The police and emergency services use these tunnels. Were you never disturbed?
No, never.
How many people, Jesse?
60, 70. It was just a sort of local branch, but they were always boasting about how there were groups like ours in every city all over the world, and one day...
What exactly do you get up to, huh?
Well, there are speeches, lectures, and refreshments.
Jehoshaphat, if it was so harmless, why have you been in such a terrible state?
I thought they would hurt you. For heaven's sake, why don't you understand? I've explained everything.
No, you haven't. You've told me about some harmless little coffee circle. Did they ever do anything? Destroy robots? Start riots? Kill people?
No, nothing like that.
Well, then?
Well, it began to change. They started saying that our time had come at last. And then the night you two came home together, they told us about the police bringing in a spacer robot. And I overheard someone saying that it was the perfect opportunity for a show of force. Smash the thing and kill the man, they said. And then they laughed. They laughed.
All right, Jesse, all right. We get the picture.
I was scared. I was part of it.
Jesse, did any strangers come to the meetings?
Strangers?
Yeah, big shots from central headquarters, or whatever you called it.
Yeah, sometimes. But we'd never know their names. It was one of them I overheard, Lige, you know?
Can you describe him?
It was a woman, about my age.
What was she like?
Just, you know, ordinary.
Oh, for God's sake, what color was her hair?
Oh, darkish.
What else?
Well...
Come on, Jesse.
Well, she smelled.
She smelled?
Yeah, of yeast. It was on her clothes. You know how it clings?
Yeast? Daniil!
You are quite right, Partner Elijah. One of our identified suspects is an employee at New York Yeast, Francis Cluzel.
So what we've got is an organization on two levels. The mass level support groups and the ones who are really running the show.
Partner Elijah.
Yes?
I do not understand how the simple matter of a name could cause someone to act as Jesse did.
Well, it's kind of hard to explain. Jezebel's a rare name. It belonged once to a woman with a very bad reputation. Jesse treasured that. It gave her life a little corner of wickedness.
Why should a law-abiding woman wish to feel wicked?
Well, that's human nature, Daniel. Anyway, I did a very stupid thing. I told Jesse that people always misunderstood the Bible story, and the original Jezebel wasn't a particularly bad woman at all. I was a fool. I made her desperately unhappy. I destroyed something that could never be replaced. We had a hell of a fight about it. She's never used her full name again, or even mentioned it.
What is the Bible?
Well, it's a sacred book.
Sacred?
God. Sacred means looked up to, highly regarded. It gives codes of behavior.
Laws?
Higher than laws.
How can anything be higher than the law?
Well, let me quote you something from the Bible. A woman was caught committing adultery, and she was...
What is adultery?
It doesn't matter. It was a crime, okay? And she was brought before Jesus. He was a wise man. And the people said, "The law commands us to stone such offenders to death. What do you say we should do?" And Jesus said, "He that is without sin amongst you, let him cast the first stone." And the people all went away. Jesus said to the woman, "Has no one condemned you? Neither do I condemn you. Go now and sin no more." There's a human impulse known as mercy, a human act known as forgiveness.
The woman was guilty.
Yes, she was.
Then she should have been punished according to the law.
Francis Clusar?
Who wants to know?
Police. Let's talk.
You talk. I've got nothing to say.
Night before last, there was a near riot in the Bronx. You were there.
Was I?
Last night, there was a near riot in Williamsburg.
And I suppose I was there, too.
Damn right you were. I think you're an important official in an unregistered medievalist organization.
Thinking isn't evidence. Maybe you know that.
Maybe you'd prefer talking to my partner.
How do you do, Francis? Miss Clusar?
You're being rude, Miss Clusar. Are you too proud to shake hands with a policeman? Oh, I think Miss Clusar is offended by something, Daniel. Show her there are no hard feelings, huh? Embrace her.
I will be glad.
Damn you, don't touch me.
Do as I say, Daniel.
Keep that thing off me.
That's no way to speak. This man's my partner.
Man? Man, the thing's a damn robot.
All right, Daniel, leave her alone. All right, lady. How did you know?
It's obvious. Anyone can tell.
Well, we'll leave that to a judge. Meanwhile, you're coming downtown. Daniel, step outside and get through to the commissioner. Tell him we're on our way.
Certainly, Partner Elijah. Excuse me, Francis.
You bastard.
Yeah.
I want to talk to a lawyer.
You'll get your chance. But first, you'll talk to me.
I've got nothing to say to you.
I think you have. I want to know what makes you medievalist tick.
You want what?
Look, Clusar, we know all about you and your organization. This is just for my own personal curiosity. What exactly do you people want?
Back to the soil. That's simple enough, isn't it?
Well, it's simple to say. But how's the soil going to support 80 billion people, huh?
Did I say overnight? Or in a year? Or 100 years? Step by step, Mr. Policeman. Step by step. But let's get started. Let's get out into the fresh air.
Have you ever been out into the fresh air?
All right, so I'm ruined too. But the children aren't ruined. We have to get them out.
Ah, you're dreaming. It'll never work that way. Why not move forward?
What are you talking about?
I'm talking about new soil. New planets. Move out. Colonize.
Colonize? And turn into more spacers?
No. Learn from the past you're so keen on. Build something better than them and better than us. Something new with robot labor.
No, no robots.
Why not, for God's sake? Look, I'm not exactly in love with the damn things myself.
I hate them.
You people are all the same. You can't see past the surface, but you must. Look at this Daniel. He's taller than I am, stronger, faster, handsomer. He's got a better memory and he knows more facts, but he's a machine. He's no different from that view screen there. Not 2 hours ago, I accused him of killing someone. He didn't care. He didn't take offense. He can't. Where's his sense of ethics or beauty or love? Where's his free will? I could do what I like to him, insult him, hit him, destroy him if I want. We can't ever build a robot that will even be as good as a man, let alone better, not in anything that counts. Can't you see that? What is there to be afraid of?
Policeman turned philosopher. What do you know?
Partner Elijah.
What do you want, Daniel? Did you get the commissioner?
Eventually. But there is a certain amount of confusion at headquarters. A corpse has been discovered.
What? Who, for God's sake?
The messenger R. Sammy. Murder is suspected.
A corpse? A robot? Get your terms right, boy.
A robot with a completely deactivated brain, if you prefer.
Oh, yes, I prefer.
That's enough out of you.
Come here, robot.
Miss Clouzard? That was a dangerous action, Francis. You might easily have injured your hand. I am sorry if I have caused you any pain.
You shut up.
All right. I just wanted to see for myself. What are you staring at, robot? What's it doing? I don't like this.
Daniel?
Call it off, for God's sake. Do something.
Thank you, Francis. That was most interesting.
Look, what is this? I've got my rights.
I believe I can now form a consistent whole from the available data.
Great. Then let's find out what the hell's going on at headquarters.
Good Lord, Bailey, where the devil have you been?
What's happening, Commissioner?
Joe Simpson found our Sammy sprawled on the floor in the records room. Completely deactivated.
How?
I got the pictures. Look at this.
There is no sign of a struggle.
And he doesn't look damaged.
Wait. I'll zoom in on his right hand. There.
What is that?
An alpha sprayer.
Yes. The damn thing wiped a whole stack of files before we got to it.
Not to mention R. Sammy's brain. So it was murder or suicide.
What are you saying? Let's keep this in perspective. It's property damage, that's all. They'll want you two downstairs for statements. And I want a complete report on what you've been up to this afternoon.
He's in a hell of a state.
What is an alpha sprayer?
It's a small capsule that releases hard radiation in a controlled stream.
Where would the murderer obtain such a dangerous device?
God knows. They're only used in power plants. Gee, Hassanat.
What is wrong?
Everything. Ask yourself about the motive for this. Who'd want to get rid of our Sammy?
I do not know.
No? Well, maybe it takes a human to see it. There's one person with a motive that glares out.
Who is this person, Elijah?
Me. My wife came here today. She was worried and panicky about something. An hour later, we arrest a medievalist big shot. The connection could easily come out. Jesse's plane at being a revolutionary was harmless, sure, but she was still a member.
But who could make the connection? No one spoke to Jesse but you and I.
And R. Sammy. You saw the state she was in by the time you brought her down to us.
This is very flimsy reasoning.
It's the way they'll think, believe me. The murder was deliberately set up to throw suspicion on me. Why use an alpha sprayer? They're hard to get and easily traced. Oh, come on, Daniel, you're a detective. Where do you suppose that sprayer came from?
The Williamsburg power plant.
Right, where we just happened to be yesterday. It's a classic framing job.
But why should anyone want to frame you?
You can't investigate a murder from the city jail. If someone wants me out of the way, it means we're getting too close for comfort.
I cannot identify Dr. Sarton's killer from the information we have so far.
And neither can I. But we must be close. Very close. I looked at my watch. 21:45. I'd been on my feet since 5 in the morning, and my brain felt as useless as the dead robot's. The only way to prove I wasn't responsible for that little bit of property damage was to find the real criminal. I was sure that whoever murdered Sarton had also finished off R. Sammy. After a useless hour of going over everything, that was still the only thing I was sure of.
Partner Elijah.
I've got all the facts. I know I have. Why can't I see the pattern? Why can't I think it through? Do you know about declassification, Daniel? Do you know about conditions on the lower levels? Did you know the family of a convicted criminal lose all their status rights, too?
I'm sorry, Elijah.
Thanks.
But I did not anticipate this. I may have acted in a way that will harm you.
What are you talking about?
Of course, the general good demanded that I do what I did.
What, for God's sake? What have you done?
You will have to clear yourself of the destruction of R. Sammy by some other means than solving Dr. Sarton's murder.
Huh?
I have been in communication with Dr. Fastolf. As a result of what I told him,
Our people at Spacetown have decided to bring that investigation to an end. We are leaving Earth.
In heaven's name, why? If you care so much about our future, why abandon us now?
Because our project is concluded. We have achieved our aim. We know now that Earth will move towards colonizing the galaxy.
That's ridiculous. Nothing's changed.
Yes, it has, though not in the way we anticipated. Dr. Sarton was quite right. We did not truly understand Earth people.
What do you mean?
We see now that our approach to the problem was quite wrong. We have always regarded the medievalists as a force to be tracked down and destroyed.
Well, what's wrong with that?
Everything. It was you who showed us our error.
Me? How?
You spoke to Francis Clouzard, the medievalist leader. You spoke fervently, I judge. And Clouzard's brainwave patterns changed. Very subtly, but they changed.
You mean I convinced her that I was right? I don't believe you.
No. Conviction does not come that easily. But the changes indicated quite clearly that the medievalist mind is open to that sort of conviction. That was something that we would never have suspected.
Know thine enemy, Daniel.
They are the perfect raw material for our purpose, but we never realized it until now. We will institute a program of persuasion and education designed specifically to appeal to the romantic medievalist mind. Their goal will be turned from Earth itself to much wider horizons. And now that we know what must be done, we no longer need to maintain a base on Earth.
And you don't give a damn about finding Sarton's killer?
It is no longer necessary.
Necessary? Damn it to hell, Daniel. Don't you have any curiosity programmed into you at all? Don't you want to know?
I am programmed to extend my knowledge.
Oh, come on, then. Use that brain of yours. Show me you're better than poor old R. Sammy. Show me that a robot can do more than just fetch and carry for the commissioner.
I'm sorry. The investigation is ended as of today. Elijah?
I got it. The trigger I'd been looking for to snap all the other pieces into place. And now I knew the whole story. All I had to do was prove it, if my partner would let me.
So, the project is over, is it? The case is closed as of today?
This is so.
As of today. But today isn't over yet. It's 23:48. There's still 12 minutes to midnight. Until midnight, the investigation continues. Those were your orders.
What you say is correct. Today is not yet over. I had not thought of that, Partner Elijah.
I was Partner Elijah again, for just under 12 minutes. If I was wrong, there wasn't going to be any second chance.
Lige, get in my office. Bring him.
The commissioner does not like me.
Yeah. Come on, partner. We're nearly there.
You were in the Williamsburg power plant yesterday.
Yes, I was. We both were. You've had my report.
The sprayer that was used on the robot came from there.
What are you saying?
Why was your wife here this afternoon?
Family business. Private family business.
I've been interrogating Frances Clouzard. She's given us certain information.
Mm-hmm. What kind of information?
She claims that a Jezebel Bailey is a member of an illegal medievalist organization dedicated to overthrowing the government by force.
She used that name, did she?
I heard her say it, Lige.
All right. My wife was a member of a harmless lunatic fringe organization. She never did anything but attend meetings and feel devilish about it.
It won't look that way to an inquiry board.
Are you suspending me?
Everyone here knows you didn't like our Sammy. Your wife was seen talking to him yesterday, and she was in tears. You obviously felt the robot was too dangerous to have around.
So, 18 hours beforehand, I steal an alpha sprayer. Am I being accused of clairvoyance, too?
That's a good point. I'll do my best for you.
Do you believe I did it, Commissioner?
I don't know what to think.
Then I'll tell you. This whole thing is a careful and elaborate frame.
You won't get any sympathy with that line.
Well, I'm not after sympathy. I'm after the truth. I'm being taken out of circulation to prevent me learning the facts of the Sarton murder. Unfortunately for my framing pal, it's too late for that.
What?
You heard me. I know who's framing me. And I know how Dr. Sarton was killed and why. And I have 7 minutes to tell you everything. Catch the killer and end the investigation.
I don't want another stunt like yesterday's, Lige.
I was wrong yesterday.
And today?
Let's talk about Frances Clouzard.
Go on.
You say she came right out and named Jezebel Bailey.
Right.
That's a very funny thing. Jesse hasn't used that name for 20 years. Not once. I know that for a fact. And she joined the medievalist after she dropped it. I know that for sure, too.
What are you saying?
That Clusar couldn't possibly have used Jesse's full name. Hardly anybody knows it. Apart from me, I can only think of one other person. You.
You're off your head.
Am I? You were out of your office for 2 hours or more this morning. Where did you go?
Are you questioning me?
I'll answer for you, too. You went to the Williamsburg power plant.
Bailey, you're suspended. Give me your star.
Don't move, Commissioner.
Put that thing away.
Not till you've heard me out.
You'll get 20 years for this.
Partner Elijah, I cannot allow this. You must not harm another human being.
That's right. You keep between us.
I'm not going to harm him, Daniel. I'm just going to make sure he listens.
To the ravings of a lunatic?
Mr. Bailey is no lunatic, Commissioner. Please allow him to continue.
Dr. Fastolf,
what's the meaning of this?
Good evening, plainclothesman. I believe you may safely put away your blaster. It's causing Daniil considerable unease.
Who authorized this call?
I have been in communication with Dr. Fastolf since the beginning of this interview, Commissioner. I possess a self-contained subetheric transmitter.
And I'm most interested in what Mr. Bailey has to say. Please continue.
You were in the Williamsburg plant today. You stole the sprayer and gave it to R. Sammy. You ordered the robot to wipe out its own brain.
Why, for goodness sake? What's my motive for all this?
You wanted me off the case. And more important still, R. Sammy knew too much.
Knew too much? About what?
About how you murdered Dr. Sartan of Spacetown.
I'm afraid that is quite impossible, Mr. Bailey.
Is it?
Of course it is. You don't know what you're saying.
I have to agree, Partner Elijah. The Commissioner's brainwave analysis showed him to be completely incapable of murder.
How did Jesse find out that you're a robot, Daniel?
Obviously from the medievalists.
Right. But how did they find out? And so quickly. They were given the information by someone. How many people in New York knew about Daniil, Dr. Fastolf?
Only two, yourself
and Commissioner Enderby.
Someone recognized him. He gave himself away.
Rubbish. You're a medievalist, and probably a very important one. It screams out. Your windows, your glasses. It's useful to have a commissioner of police in the ranks, I imagine. Who else would know just which tunnels are never used by the emergency services?
That doesn't connect him with the murder.
It's interesting how his moods changed through the investigation. When we were getting close to the truth, he was in despair. But you remember his reaction when I came out with that totally wrong solution? He laughed in my face.
That's your proof? What kind of a detective are you?
Daniel, what's the time?
23:57.
3 minutes left. Let's talk about how you did it, Commissioner.
Damn you, Bailey, when this is over...
Please be silent. Continue, plainclothesman.
Oh, it was clever. You had us all fooled. No one could enter Spacetown with a weapon, and no man on Earth is capable of walking across open country and getting in that way. No man. You spacers are so full of the benefits of an integrated human-robot society, but you can't see an example of it right under your noses. He used R. Sammy. Right, Commissioner? You gave him a blaster and ordered him to take it out of the city and across to Spacetown, where you could collect it. After the murder, you got rid of it the same way. Well,
haven't you been listening? They psychoprobed me, for heaven's sakes. I couldn't have done it.
You couldn't have killed a man, but that wasn't the idea, was it? Time.
23:58. I do not understand.
Then I'll spell it out. There's one thing the commissioner there hates and fears even more than spacers. Robots. Ever since we began this case, he's not been able to look you in the face, Daniil.
I have noticed this. I could not account for it.
Then I'll tell you why. He didn't intend to kill Dr. Sartan at all. He was after you, Daniil. You! He knew that Daniil was a prototype for an entirely new sort of robot. One that was central to your plans for saving Earth. Destroy him and the plans collapse. It would have rid us of Spacetown forever.
Well, Enderby, you did know of the Sartan project.
But Commissioner Enderby had met my designer on many occasions, Partner Elijah. He had even seen us together. The resemblance between us is close, but not exact. How could he make such a mistake?
He told me the answer to that one himself, when he assigned me to the case. He must have felt pretty secure back then.
What am I supposed to have told you?
Oh, forgotten, have you? You broke your glasses. I assumed it happened later, when you were told that the body had been found. But it didn't, did it? It was before the killing ever took place. You must have been nervous, and I've seen you when you're nervous. You take off your glasses and you wipe them. You did that then. But your hands were shaking and you dropped them. Maybe you stepped on them. Anyway, they were broken. And just then, the door opened and a figure that looked like Daniil was facing you. You blasted him. Well? Well?
It was a mistake. A mistake, I tell you. I never meant...
Never.
You have caused him some injury, Partner Elijah.
He'll get over it. What's the time?
It is midnight exactly, Mr. Bailey. Please accept my congratulations.
I looked down at Julius Enderby's terrified face and thought about how a dream can become an obsession. And I wondered if the spacers really could sway the beliefs of 80 billion people the way they swayed mine.
Commissioner, can you hear me?
I hear you.
And listen, the spacers have more on their minds than your prosecution.
What? What do you mean?
Elijah means that we would value your help.
I don't understand.
You're a big wheel and the medieval is set up. Use your influence. Steer your people towards colonizing space. Back to the soil, but on new planets.
New planets?
It's what we want, Commissioner, and believe me, it's for your own good.
Do you understand? It's what they want more than anything. And God help me, it's what I want too now.
Elijah is quite right. Help us, and we will forget the past.
You're letting me go free?
In return for your complete cooperation.
Do you agree?
Yes, yes. But new planets. It's fantastic.
Talk to these two, and you'll see the sense in it. I did. And in return, we'll forget everything that's been said here. Otherwise,
your threat is unnecessary. He will do it. And he is sincere about helping us.
You must teach me that trick of yours, Daniel.
I fear that is not practicable, friend Elijah.
Yeah. Well, I'm going home. I want to take up a natural existence again. Daniel, will you stay on Earth after the spacers leave?
I do not know. Why do you ask?
Well, I've come to, I'm too old and too settled to leave Earth. But there's Bentley. Perhaps someday you and Ben together...
Perhaps.
Training schools for immigrants will be established, Mr. Bailey. Your son and yourself will be welcomed, I'm sure.
Commissioner Enderby.
What do you want, Daniel?
I have been trying to understand a story Elijah told me earlier today. Perhaps I am beginning to. For it seems to me now that the destruction of evil is less desirable than the conversion of that evil into good.
What?
Go now and sin no more.
In The Caves of Steel by Isaac Asimov, dramatized by Burt Cools, Ed Bishop played Elijah Bailey, Sam Dastor, Daniil, Matt Zimmerman, Enderby, and Christopher Good, Fastolf. Beth Porter played Jesse, Ian Mickey, R. Sammy, Vincent Brimble, Simpson, Elizabeth Mansfield, Clousar, Brian Miller, the shopkeeper, Boris Hunker, Ben, and Susan Sheridan, city announcer. Technical presentation was by Tim Sturgeon, Wilfredo Acosta, and Ian Harker, and The Caves of Steel was directed by Matthew Walters.